Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Amy Willens, writing of The Nation magazine about Haiti. Amy and I spoke the day of or the day after the murder, the assassination of President Moïse. She had prepared an article saying that no one was paying attention to Haiti falling down steps as a metaphor for a nation that had been let drift. The assassination then galvanized the world for solutions. However, I learned from Haiti that the best solution is from Haitians themselves. There is an organization commissioned to seek a Haitian solution to the crisis, CRSH. Amy, what is that? Who leads it? And what is their mission?
Well, it's led by a bunch of sort of middle class, upper middle class, educated Haitians who feel they have a real interest in seeing Haiti return to its pre-earthquake ability to function, at least that level. And one of the things they would like to do is march Haiti out of the Moïse and Martelly, that's Moïse's predecessor, the terrible crisis of insecurity that reigns now on the streets of Haiti, especially in the capital, Port-au-Prince, but elsewhere also. Just only recently, right after President Moïse's funeral in Cape Haitien, the northern city, stores were burned and looted, gangs emerged with guns, stuff that we really never used to see in Haiti, these heavily armed gangs. Now there are, people speculate there are more than 100 gangs functioning in Haiti now. So this committee is very rational and very serious, and they've grouped together all sorts of organizations that exist in Haiti for the people of Haiti, groups of farmers from the countryside, groups of students, groups of workers. There are many, many workers in Haiti, many of them working for outside companies, some of them for Haitian companies. And they brought them all together to think about how Haiti can move forward. And what one of the things that they're saying is that they don't want anymore to have the international community impose on them the leaders and the kind of governance the international community thinks is appropriate for Haiti, some of whom are Moïse and Martelly, who've helped create this disastrous situation.
So they want Haitian solutions. And I have a list here of things. I did not know these things had happened. And shame on me for reporting all these years, but it's not been in the news unless I guess I had the French language. You mentioned the massacres. We need justice for the massacres. What massacres, Amy? Explain, please.
Well, during Martelly and Moïse's reigns, or their administrations, to use the more polite word, there were massacres. The killers, sort of unknown gang members, who would go into what are called popular neighborhoods, which means opposition neighborhoods, very poor neighborhoods, and just attack the population there. So in one of them, the most famous, called La Saline, 71 people or so were killed, including babies and mothers, and there was rape. And then for that one in particular, there was a big investigation, and it was found that two people from the government had been involved in organizing the attack. So, and nothing has happened, you know, there are several more of these massacres. That's the biggest one, but several more similar activities during these administrations, during the 10 years since the earthquake, 11 now.
Also, assassinations. In other words, President Moïse's assassination was routine, logical, of assassinations that have been left unsolved before, of politicians, of opposition leaders, of journalists, routine assassinations. Again, unsolved, Amy?
Unsolved. Investigated, unsolved, no one arrested, and no one tried. And these are some of these assassinations are of quite prominent people, and many of them are of little market ladies and people just going about their lives. They get kidnapped for low ransom. The ransom can't be paid. They get killed. No investigation.
So we have those unsolved crimes. Now we add to that the unsolved crime of the murder of the president, which is peculiar, and to say the least, justice for that. But Amy says that the committee to seek a Haitian solution to the crisis also wants justice for the corruption scandals. What is Petrocaribe? What is that, Amy?
Petrocaribe was a program instituted in the Caribbean by Hugo Chavez when Venezuela was awash in petroleum money under his rule. And he developed this program that would give Caribbean nations low-cost petroleum, and the money saved they were to put into an account that could be used on social programs. And what happened to that money, a lot of money, in the billions of dollars, was that it was stolen from the Haitian people very carefully, taken out of the account, moved to other banks. There is a 652-page Haitian investigation by the appeals court in Haiti that points the finger exactly at Martelly and Moise themselves. Now, they say that that's a political investigation, but there aren't that many 652-page investigations that are just political. It reminds me of the Warren Commission report.
Where does a billion or several billion dollars go? It's not in Haiti. Where is it?
I don't know. I haven't read all 652 pages, but I imagine it goes to banks in New York and banks in Switzerland and banks in offshore places in the Caribbean.
So what we're looking at here is a culture that's been comfortably turned into terrorism of the population, and I presume looting by the leadership, whatever iteration that is of leadership. I've waited this long to mention your observation. It does indeed look like an Amazon Prime mini series, but it's not. It's the real thing. And the United States is sitting here as the big order of the North American and Caribbean world. Is the U.S. right now, the Biden administration, actively involved in either seeking to solve the murders or any of these murders that have been left untouched?
I think they have come in reluctantly because of the assassination. I wrote that piece that, Haiti has been ignored by the media, the government, blah, 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 right before the assassination. Then the assassination happened. Nobody was ignoring Haiti anymore at that moment. But the United States didn't want to go in. Haiti is dangerous. It doesn't work the way you want it to work. You can't make it go the way you want it to go. It's a revolutionary country. And so they're not always behaving the way you want them to. I can't say how much Biden's administration wants to find the intellectual authors of the killing of Moise. I don't know, because that could be so dangerous, that information. And I think what's most important is for the Biden administration, let the FBI do whatever it can do with the probe. But the Biden administration should accompany the Haitians in finding a solution to their problems, should accompany the Haitians, maybe with the Committee for Haitian Solutions. I think that's something that's right there that they can use. On their way to real elections, free and fair elections, where the outside community doesn't give a rubber stamp to someone they just have heard of from their business associates in Haiti. They need to have real free and fair democratic elections again in Haiti, and they might not be able to do it tomorrow, because before they can have those elections, they have to disarm the gangs and reintegrate the younger, less complicit, less guilty gang members back into Haitian society.
Amy Willens for The Nation magazine. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.